Also, there's a concept of onen. We discussed this at the very beginning of our limud, and onen is asur b'kadshim or ma'aser sheni on the yom hamisa. And the Tanaim disagree if that extends to the evening, is the iser de'oraisa, right? Is aninos laila de'oraisa, meaning to say the night following yom isin fura, or is it only midirabanan? But that really has nothing to do with our simen. That is a din de'oraisa. Our simen is about mi shemeso muta lefanav. It's not aninos. We're going to use the term aninos, and all the poskim use the term aninos because it's very cumbersome to say misha mesa muta lefanav. But that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about aninos. We talked about the beginning of this man, that aninos might actually be the makor for avelos midaraisa according to Rambam and the like. That's very beautiful. That has nothing to do with us today. Today we're talking about a different term called misha mesa muta lefanav, which is not aninos. The Smag notes, therefore, quoted in the Beis Yosef, that after kfuras hames, it's mutter v'achilas basar, it's mutter v'shtias yayin, you're chayiv in mitzvos, even though the aninos de'oraisa still is relevant. It would be an iser de'oraisa to eat kachim, right? So you see that our halachos, l'kula, l'chumra, they have nothing to do with aninos. They're only misha mesa muta lefanav. But what are the dinim of misha mesa muta lefanav? So they're basically two primary halachos, and we'll deal with both of them. One is the Ptur Mitzvah, and the other one is the Isser Achilas Basar V'Yayin. So let's start with Basar V'Yayin, that one's a little bit easier. So why are you Pater, why is it Aser for a, again we're going to call it Onen, but really what we mean is Misha Mesa Mutal Afanav. Why is it Aser for an Onen to eat Basar and Yayin? So Rabbeinu Yonah says the reason is, very simple, Shelo Yimashech Achar Achilaso V'Shtiyaso, so that you'll V'lo Yisaschek B'Kfuras Meso, right? You're supposed to focus on the mitzvah of kvura. That's your job at this point in time. And, okay, you have to eat. We don't make you fast. Even if you did fast, you probably wouldn't work as hard. But the Chazal prohibited eating the types of foods that are likely to be more involved and distract you and prevent you from doing avelos. So therefore, Basar Nyayin Zasar, but peanut butter sandwiches and other foods are mutter. Yeah?
Is it because those foods inherently are foods that make a person forget? Like, I know Chazal have certain foods that they say, like, make our...
I don't think it's... I'm sorry?
Like olives.
No, it's not like olives that makes you... those are things that are more forgetting. No, I think it's not that you're going to forget. They're more involved. And the involvement will distract you. Now, if that's true, so Yerushalmi takes it one step further. Not only is it Aser and Basar and Yayin, but the Yerushalmi says, Lo ochel kol tzarko v'lo shosa kol tzarko. In other words, Yerushalmi says, basically, the din is, do whatever you need to do to take care of the kvura. So you need to eat. But even if you're eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, if, you know, all you need is one peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you can't have two. Because one will be enough to take care of the kvura. So it's taking the same idea and taking it one step further. The Beis Yosef says that the poskim do not follow this Yerushalmi, because since the Bavli doesn't mention it, the mashmos is that the Bavli disagrees. The only thing that's asr is basar and yayin. Fine. So that's the asr, basar and yayin. What about mitzvos? Why is Misha Mesa Muta Lefana Pater for Mitzvah? So the Mishnah, in Maseches Brachos, and Daf Yud Zayin Beis, writes, Pater Mekriya Shema HaTfilah Min HaTfilin U'Mikol Mitzvah Zomor HaTorah. Now there is some issue in the Girsa here, and probably we're going to talk about this tomorrow, whether it's the Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's all mitzvos, or maybe it's just Kriya Shema and Tfilin and Tfilah, because those things require more kavana, or is it a kavachomer? We'll talk about tomorrow all sorts of things like what about bracha rishona, because maybe it's an iser, and what about netil sidaim? All those things, Bez Hashem, we'll do tomorrow. But for now, we're going to take for granted that you're pater from all mitzvos asei. Obviously, a mitzvos lo asei would be aser. There's another interesting discussion about what about a mitzvos asei b'shev al taseh, and what about sfira sa'omer, and what about all these very exciting, interesting, Zaytik and Yanim, all that's tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Today we're going to focus on the Iker. So that's what the Gemara says, the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says, Mutal fanav in, chain mutal fanav lo, where many mishim mutal fanav ochal bivai sacher, fine. Mas one of ochal, then ozer, then ochal, then oshosa, then ovarch, then ozanim. So significant the lashon here because the Mishnah just mentions ptur, right, implying perhaps that if you wish to, you could. The Gemara's lashon might be a little stronger. It says, "Eino ochel ve'eino ochel bas ve'eino shosu ya'in ve'eino mevarich ve'eino mezamin." Right? Eino there presumably means iser. Just like eino ochel basar means aser lochel basar, maybe eino mevarich also means that. You might have said that. However, Rashi says not that way. Let's look at the Rashi's. So first of all, the Rashi in the Mishnah says, "Misha meso pater milkos kriyashma." Says Rashi, "Lefishu tarud v'machshaves kvuraso, v'hav yadumi dechasan pater mishum tir de mitzvah." So Rashi says, "Why are you pater? Because you're tarud." Now, this is of course the famous sugya of osik b'mitzvah pater min mitzvah. Now, normally, we assume this is a bigger sugya. Everyone's learning sukkah next year, Be'ezus Hashem, almost everybody. So. Rov, Rubo Kakulo, most everybody is learning a sukkah next year will have a chance, Be'ezus Hashem, to really learn this sugya of mitzvah properly. But generally speaking, we only say Otsik mitzvah, Patamina mitzvah when you're actively involved in the first mitzvah. And yet over here, we say Pater from everything, even saying Amen. So what is Rashi mean? So l'chora, what Rashi means is the following. If you look at Rashi earlier, in Brachos, on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, Dibur Maschav Lech Tuchav Aderech, as well as Rashi in Sukkah, it turns out that there's actually two dinim of Osik B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. One is the standard din, I'm actively involved in Mitzvah A, and therefore, I'm Pater from Mitzvah B. And then, there's another din, which is tarud b'tirda de mitzvah, which is actually our din, what Rashi is referring to when he says tarud b'machsheves kfuraso, and it's doma to a chasan. A chasan is pater from mitzvahs as well, he's pater from kriyashma and the like. Why? Because his mind is focused on this mitzvah that he needs to do, in this case, bilas mitzvah, in our sugya kfura, and that tirda is what paters him from everything else. And most mitzvos, we don't say that. Most mitzvos, we say when you're doing them, then you're pater, otherwise you're chayav. But in certain cases, when you're tarud b'tirda de mitzvah, you're distracted, you're focused on whatever you're doing, so then there's a broader ptur. And in fact, the Gemara states that you need two psukim to learn that, two drashos, it's the same parsha, but two drashos to learn that. And that's what Rashi means. That's why Rashi says that you'd be pater from all mitzvos, even though it's probably true that, you know, you can say amen or make a shahakol without delaying the kvura in any way, right? But still you're pater because you're tarud. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Rashi continues on the Gemara, and then he says that enu varich. So, Taisus is Medayik. Eino tsarech levarich. But if you wish to, you could. And the Beis Yosef is Medayik this from the Rambam as well, that it's not usser, just not obligatory. The Darkei Moshe understands. And just before we get on, you know, that might make sense from the extrapolation from Tarud Tirda de Mitzvah and the comparison to Chasen. Right? A Chasen is mutter to make a bracha if he wishes. He might not have to, but he's allowed to. Likewise, according to Rashi, if you wish to make a bracha, and again, it's not going to shter the kura. Rashi would certainly agree that you should not do any mitzvos if it's in any way going to practically shter the kvura. But if you're doing the mitzvahs not going to shter the kvura, the levaya is already set for 10 a.m., right? Now it's 9 a.m. And you're eating some breakfast. And if you bench, the Levi is still going to be at 10 a.m. So that's when Rashi would say it's a Rishus. You don't have to still because you're Tarud. It's an hour to the Kfura. But you may do so. That's the Pshat in Rashi. If you take a look, the Darkei Moshe understands this is also the view of the Kolbo. Because the Kolbo writes that Onanim go to Shul. Maybe they wouldn't count for a minion because they're not Chayim, but they should go to Shul. So the Beis Yosef said, I don't know what in the world they're doing going to Shul. They can't anyway daven, right? So what's the point of going to the Shul? So the Rama says to the Beis Yosef, I don't know why you're so astounded. They go to Shul because the Kolbo learns like Rashi, so they're going to go to Shul and they'll daven. Again, assuming that there's time, assuming that they're able to without stirring the Kfura. He holds like the Rambam, he holds like the Rashi. In fact, we'll get to this at the end of the Siman, but it's not even so clear how the Mechaber Paskins. Does the Mechaber Paskin like the Rambam or like Ramban? Not clear. It's a machlokas between Aruch Shulchan and Chassam Sofer. We'll get there. So, why does the Beis Yosef find the Kolbo so astounding? But the truth is, if you look at the Ha'ara, in my Beis Yosef, at least in my tour, Ha'ara Tazayin, it quotes that the Orchos Chaim quotes the entire Kolbo. The Orchos Chaim generally follows the Kolbo. But also Paskins, it's Aser L'Hachmir L'Atzmo. In other words, he Paskins against Rashi. Aser L'Hachmir L'Atzmo, but still he writes that they go to Shul, and sounds like they daven in Shul. So what's the pshat? Aser L'Hachmir L'Atzmo, but still you go to Shul and you daven in Shul. The mashmos of the Kolbo is you do daven in Shul. So if you look at the Kolbo inside, it's very interesting. The Kolbo around this writes the minhag of saying of Yisomim saying Kaddish, and he cites the famous story of Rabbi Akiva that we had before about the children saying Kaddish and saving the guy. So Ken Zayin, Bipshat and the Kolbo is like this. You can't do Stam Mitzvos. Asur l'hachmir l'atzmo. But going to say Kaddish or davening for the Amud or whatever it is, Leiloi Nishmaso, maybe that's okay. Because that's not a bezayon. That's part of the Kavod HaMeis. He's saying Kaddish for the father who's about to have the Levaya. We'll see. It could be that mitzvos that are shayach to this period, you do, right? For example, an onen is chayv in Kriya, right? Nobody says, oh, an onen's part of our mitzvah, so you can't do Kriya. And maybe he even makes a brach of Dayan HaEmes. We'll talk about that, right? For the Yerusha, Dayan HaEmes for the Misa, and Shachianu, perhaps, or for the Yerusha, right? It's a mitzvah bracha. Why do we say? No, because that's a bracha that shayach dafka to this tkufa. Well, and maybe the Kolbo says other mitzvos that are shayach to kavod hameis are also shayach. Maybe that's a pshat Kolbo. It's very interesting. Anyway, back to the page in the brachos. So Tosfos does a couple of things. Number one, as he quotes Yerushalmi, that gives a different reason for the p'tur mitzvos. Right? Rashi said the p'tur mitzvos is because he's tarred to the mitzvah. And Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, my time. Why is the onen part for mitzvos? I'm bun ksiv lamantis kosiom teischam yatzayin kolimechayacha yamim shata osik b'chayim velo yamim shata osik b'meisim. An onen is involved in misa, and that is not the appropriate time to do mitzvos. Oh. Now that could be understood more philosophically. It's a very interesting idea. The Rav takes this in an interesting direction, or not. We'll have to talk about that. Maybe it's still a quasi-osik b'mitzvah type of din. We're going to return to that question. Then Tosfos, in the next Tosfos, deals with Rashi. He's medayik from Rashi that it's rishai to do mitzvos. And then he says, but the Yerushalmi says otherwise. Why? Let's read the Yerushalmi. Amar of Bun. Sorry, we read that part already. Tana. Tani, imrotza l'achmir al atzmo in shomin lo. If he wishes to be machmir and do mitzvos, we don't allow it. Mipnei kvodo shalmeis, o mishum she'en lo mi she'isa maso. The Yerushalmi gives two possible reasons why he may not be machmir to do mitzvos. Reason number one, kvodo shalmeis. Reason number two, because there's nobody that's going to take care of the burial. So, ma nafik me binehon. What's the difference? What's the nafkamina between these two opinions? Hayalomishi yisimasau. There's somebody else that's going to take care of the kvura. V'in temar mipnei kvodo shel meis aser. If you're going to say the reason is because God meis, it's still aser. Even though there's someone else that's going to take care of the burial. V'im tomar mipnei she'en lo misha yisimasau. Hare yeshlo misha yisimasau. There's somebody. So that's why that's the nafkamina. But what is Mivor Nirshami? Tosis says, look, sounds like according to both reasons, it's Aser, Imrotza Lahachmir, Ein Shomit Lo. And therefore, both of those reasons are against Rashi. That's Tosis' understanding. Now, what is meant by Mipnei Kvodo Shomeis? Right? In other words, why is it Aser if Yeshmi, according to that opinion, Yerushalmi, Mipnei Kvodo Shomeis, why is it Aser if Yesh Misha Yisem Asa? What's the reason for the Ptur? So maybe he would have said, because of that Drasha, Kvodo Shomeis, Laman, Tizkar, Siyom, Tizcha, Meir, Tzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha, Yamim, Shata, Osef, B'chaim, or the like. Maybe. But the Rush writes, the Rush quotes the Yerushalmi, and the Rush writes, the reason is, Afal Pisha Enu Asuk, Yesh Alav Aninos, Mipnei kvodo shel meis, shiye libo panui lechashev al tzarchei hameis, v'yachshuv bahem tamid. In other words, it's a more practical reason, not so far from Rashi. Rashi presumably doesn't agree to this, but it's similar to Rashi, which is we want this fellow to focus on what he's doing. Shelibo panui l'chashiv al tzorche hameis, right? And so we all know that the more I always think I can multitask, try to do five things at once. And my grandfather always used to tell me when I was multitasking, he says, "Ein malach echad oseh shnei shluchos." He says, "I'm not a malach. I can do two things at once." Inevitably, I would like to do a lousy job on it. But that's exactly what the Rush is saying, that if you're entirely focused on one thing, namely the kfura, you're going to do a better job, and we want to make sure that this is done properly. If if you were allowed to do other things, so then you wouldn't. Now, what's interesting about this is the following. The Hemshech of the Yerushalmi tries to bring a raya for the opinion of Kavan Ameis from the fact that it's not because of Kavan Ameis, because of Yantif, that there's no Aninus on Yantif, implying that the opinion that says Kavan Ameis would say you're even Pater on Yantif, which would mean, according to this, that you're even Chayev Lachshov Bo Tamid on Yantif, right? It's possible that according to the Yerushalmi, and this is the way some Rishonim seem to understand, that even though in the Havamina of the Yerushalmi, we think Yantif is a Nafkamina and a Maskana, everybody would agree that you're Pater on Yantif. But that's an interesting question. Anyway, so what's the Pshat in Yerushalmi? According to the Rush, what it means, Kavan Ameis, is because we still want him to be Yachshav Bahem Tamid. If you look at the Pnei Moshe on that Yerushalmi, and other Achronim give this explanation, also some Rishonim perhaps, is a different mashmos. Lama, I'm reading the Pnei Moshe, Ein Shomen Lo, Im Mipnei Kvodo Shomeis, Shemara Atzmo, She'eno Chashev Be'einav Lis Avel Alav. No. It's a different point. If this Onen starts doing mitzvos, so he's showing that he doesn't really care about the Avelos. Meaning to say, if this guy was really important, his father, or his mother, or his brother, or his sister, so he wouldn't be doing mitzvos. Especially because he's Pater anyway. So he wouldn't be doing mitzvos. And Kavod HaMeis, in this case, is a little bit more literal. Because of Kvodo Shel Meis, you're Pater from mitzvos, not just Pater, but it's also to do mitzvos. Right, which would explain why the Yerushalmi at least initially assumes that it would apply even on Yantif, when you can't be Osik B'Kfura. That's the other way to read the Yerushalmi. Now, how do we paskin? What's the conclusion? Right, the Yushalmi is a baita lo pshita. Doesn't end up concluding which view is right. Gives nafkaminas, but it doesn't tell you which is right. So the Rav Yah writes, kevin de lo pshita, since the Bavli is not conclusive, al zeh soimchen ha'onanim shemispalalim v'hochon lebeis ha'knesses b'makom sheish krovim sheis askubau. In other words, assuming that there are other people to take care of it, and therefore when there are other people to take care of the mace, so then the minig is to go to shul and daven and the like. That's what the Rav Yah says. Now, what's interesting is that Tosfos takes for granted that both answers in Yerushalmi are against Rashi. You could have read that one of the answers, that the answer of the Yerushalmi that not Kvot HaMeis, Kedei Mipnei She'en Lo Mishi Yisem Aso would be true according to Rashi. Why does Tosfos assume it's against Rashi? Tosfos assumes it's against Rashi because Rashi sounds like you're always Rishai Lahachmir. But if you say like the Rav Yah, it's possible, not necessary, but it's possible that the Rav Yah was understanding that Rashi would basically was being so same like that answer in Yerushalmi. And that's why the Rav Yah is saying that we go to Shul because we are so mech on that answer in the Yerushalmi, and therefore we sort of accept Rashi's view. Rashi is in accordance with the Yerushalmi. In other words, there's two ways you could read the Yerushalmi. One way is Tosfos thinks that both opinions in Yerushalmi is against Rashi, because the Yerushalmi says either way it's aser lahachmir alatzmo. But if you understand the Yerushalmi saying it's aser lahachmir alatzmo when you would shter the kvura, but if the kfur is getting taken care of by other people, it's mutter lahachmir alatzmo. And maybe when Rashi says you're pater, but implies that it's mutter lahachmir alatzmo, that's only in a case where it wouldn't share the kfur. In which case, it's possible that Rashi isn't even against one of the answers in the Yerushalmi. Either way, that's what the Rav Yah says. It's important to note that just to say, for example, the idea of Rashi, that the Petur is because Tara tirda de mitzvah, is not at all against Yerushalmi. Many of the Rishonim, like the Rashba, quote Rashi's reasoning on the Mishnah, that the reason for the Petur is because Tara tirda de mitzvah, but they also quote the Yerushalmi, that in Rishai l'hachmir l'atzmo, eino Rishai l'hachmir l'atzmo. Okay, so let's talk about Tashmen, since you wanted to bring it up, and then we'll talk about Rabbeinu Tam, because Rabbeinu Tam will really bring us back to this issue. In fact, the Rabbeinu Tam Rimach Lokas might be the two deos in Yerushalmi, but let's get back there in a second. So let's talk about Tashmish. So the Ramban writes that an Onen is Aser in Tashmish. It's interesting, because about the Machlokas Tanaim about Tashmish Amita, the Ramban writes we don't talk about Halach Kedivya Mekel Ba'avil here, because Lo Chal Alav Avelos, we're talking about Aninos. Though according to the Ramban, this is an Avelos Shaila, right? And that's the Ramban Shita. As we talked about before, we dealt with this machlokas extensively. The Ramban holds that Be'etzem Avelus begins immediately, except for the things that would somehow shter kvura. But the Ramban then quotes that the Ritz Geis said that Tashmish is mutter, and he brought a raya from Parakamadik Subos that were bo bilas mitzvah poresh when meis av shalchasan imo shalkala. So you see that Tashmish is mutter. Right? Because if Tashmish was Aser, then it would be Aser to be Baal Bilas Mitzvah when he's an Onen. Okay, the Ramban writes this is a Tos. How do you explain the Sugya in Ksubos? So, Bishaito, I don't think we're going to go into that, but we talked about how the Ramban would deal with the Sugya in Ksubos and the Rashba and the like. Four answers in the Rishonim, how to deal with the Sugya in Ksubos. But the Pashup Shadid in the Sugya in Ksubos is the Ritz Geis. Good. Then the Ramban brings two Rios that the Ritz Geis is wrong. So, where's two rayos? Raya number one is that there's a machlokas, what's the din by Shabbos? According to the Tanakhama, it's aser to have Tashmish Shemitah on Shabbos, and according to Ram Gamliel, it's chayev, because he's chayev in all mitzvot on Shabbos. So the Ramban says we paskin like the Tanakama. So you see, it's asr on Shabbos, kol shekein, it's asr during the week. And even Rav Gamliel agrees it's asr during the week, he says. He just thinks that since Shabbos, there aren't dini aninos, he's ochel basar, shosi yayin, chayv b'chol mitzvos, so therefore he thinks you're chayv in all mitzvos, you're also chayv in Talmud, in Tashmish Amitah. But during the chol, everybody would agree it's asr, right? Everybody would agree it's asr during the chol, and certainly if you hold like the Tanakama, that it's asr on Shabbos, certainly it's asr during the chol. That's what the Ramban writes. So what would the Ritz Gaya say back to that? So you would say, no, actually, Ramban, you're misreading that. According to the Tanakama, it doesn't say it's asr on Shabbos. The Tanakama says it's reshus on Shabbos. According to Gamliel, it's chova. There's two ways to read that Gemara. That's the way Rabbi Yona reads the Gemara. That's the way Rimagash reads the Gemara. Right? It's not clear. Not clear. According to this one, I don't know what's the simpler reading of the Gemara, but according to the Ritz Gaya, certainly, the Tanakh says Mashmos of the Rambam as well. The Tanakhama says Rishus, Rav Gamliel says Chova. So then there's no Raya. There's no Raya. It's Rishus on Shabbos. And you have to say it's Rishus because you might have thought it's a Chiyuv because he's Chayv in all mitzvos. Kamashmalan, it's only Rishus. But during the rest of the week, there's no formal Isser. Ah. In other words, if we put it a little differently, if you learn like Ramban that it's an Isser and Avelos, then it's Mutter, it's Mevuar, why it's Asr on Shabbos. Why? Because all Avelos Shabbatzinas Asr on Shabbos. But if you don't learn like the Ramban that there's Avelos Kodem Kvura, so then what's going on? So, example, if you look at Tosfos on Moed Katan, the Afchat Gimel Amud Beis, he says, he does actually conclude against the Ritz Gaius that Tashmish is Asr during Aninos. But he denies the Ramban's theory that there's Avelos Kodem Aninos, Kodem Makvura. So he has to make up a new reason why Tashmish Amit is Asr. Taisa says, I think Tashmish Amit is Asr. In other words, he says, well, you know, if Chazal Asr Basar Yayin, so also Tashmish Amit is Gzeir Shami Mashech. That's what makes sense. Oh, and that's why on Shabbos, where Bas V'yayin is Mutter, so Mistama, there's also going to be a Hatter for Tashmish, right? And that makes that reading of the Gemara very plausible. If you deny Ramban's Chiddush, that there's Avelos Kodem Kvura, so then on Shabbos really should be Aser, because there's no Avelos, and there's no concern Gzeir Hashem Yimashech, and during the week. So Tosfos says it's Aser because Gzeir Hashem Yimashech, Dumi Debasar V'yayin. But maybe the Ritz Gaius disagrees. Which brings us to the second. No, that's a Machlokas Tanayim. The Tanakhama says you're Pater, Trishos, you're Pater, and Rav Gamliel says you're Chayev. Right? Good. Now, just like Basar V'yayin, right? Basar V'yayin, on Shabbos, you're Pater. Why is Tashmish Amitah's own egg Shabbos? So is Basar V'yayin. You're Pater from Basar V'yayin. You're Pater from Tashmish Amitah. So it's an interesting Shaila. But it could be that that's a little different. Could be that a little. That's a Chiddush that they Pater you. Yeah. Well, the Havamina Yubichayev is because either because of Oneg Shabbos, or maybe in Ochanami, because of the Chiyuv of Ona, right? But the Maskana is that they weren't Machayev Yuatz Ona when Meso Muta Lafanev, right? But
why?
Did they potter you? Because Afilu Kal Shebekalim Eino Osakein, as the Ramban says. It feels terrible.
Yeah, but you're eating meat and wine all like
you're crazy. Welcome to eat meat and wine, and you're welcome to have tashmish. If you want to skip meat and wine, you can. If you want to skip tashmish, you can. They waived your chi of ona here because
just in case.
Because just. It feels kal shebekalim. It's inappropriate. If it's not inappropriate, it certainly doesn't feel right. Fine. Now the Ramban brings a second reason why
you mean lead to your meat and wine. The fact that meat and wine isn't only it's not only optional because there's no chiyuv meat and wine in Shabbos. Leads here there was a chiyuv meat and wine in Shabbos, you'd also be pater from it.
Yesh ladun. What would the din be on Yantif, for example? Would you say that if you're an onein on Yantif, is there a chiyuv where there might be a chiyuv of eating meat and wine, what's going to be the din? Right?
Yeah.
So it's an interesting shaila.
Because it could change onay in different ways.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Okay.
Then the Ramban says the second thing. The Ramban, let's get to a second proof why the Ritz Gaius is wrong. He says, look, it's a kavachomer from Basar and Yayin. If Basar and Yayin were concerned with Gzeir Shami Mashech, so Hu Adin or Kol Shekein, Tashma Shamita, and then he adds also Filu Kalsh Bakalim Einu Osekein. Fine. So what would the Ritz Gaius say back to that kavachomer? Right? The kavachomer from Basar and Yayin. So the truth is that not all the Rishonim see a categorical Isser Basar V'Yayin. For example, the Tosfos on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis proves that the Basar that's Asar is only Basar Shu Kishlamim, right? Just like an Erev Yom Kippur. In other words, Erev Tisha B'Av, I mean. Our Basar, right? I would imagine all of our meat is more than 2 days old, right? So it would be Mutter, actually. No name is Mutter in it. And Bas and Tosfos says that Yayin Megito is Mutter. Sorry? Yeah, it's just like an Erev Tisha B'Av, because there's no simcha in meat that's more than 2 days old.
The Tisha B'Av of meat and wine is because it's a connection to the korban and stuff.
No, not true. Okay. I mean, that's the Shaila. That's Adaka Bachina. That's not clear. That is not clear. So if you take that approach, then it has nothing to do with this. Tosfos says it's the same din. So that's what Tosfos' shita is. Tosfos agrees that that's not the minhag. The minhag is not to eat meat at all. But you're allowed to eat meat according to Tosfos as long as it's beef jerky. So the Kal V'Chomer isn't so obvious if you take that approach, for example. Shita's a Rambam here is very, I think the Ritz Gaius might agree that it's totally inappropriate to have Tashmish Amita. It's not the right time to do that. Like the Ramban says, Kal Shebakalim doesn't do that. But it's not a formal Isser. They never made an Isser. They could have made an Isser, maybe Gzera Shami Masheich, but they didn't. They didn't. And that's why Memeila, in a case where there's a real need to have Tashmish Amita, like Mesav Shalchasan or Ima Shalchal or whatever it is, then we're Mekel. Not everything that they could have asked did they ask her? And again, especially if you learn like Tosfos, it was a more narrow restriction. So then it's not so obvious that there would be a Kal V'Chomer. Shitas Rambam on this is quite unclear. In Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes, V'chayev b'chol ha-mitzvos chutz mitashmish on Shabbos, which might leave room for the fact that he learns not like the Ramban, that it's mutter, you're just not chayev, and therefore chol might also be mutter. In Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, he writes that in an onain, kodem furu you're not chayev b'davar min advarim she'avel aser bahan, and he brings the raya from David that was rochets. So Halacha Mishnah says that the pashtus in the Rambam is that he thinks that tashmish is also mutter. So, it's not clear. Not clear. Okay. So now let's turn to Rabbeinu Tam Shita. So we have a story, all the Rishonim bring down, that when the Ri's mother died, so they told Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam was the uncle of the Ri, so they told Rabbeinu Tam, who was in a different city at the time, and he ate basar and he drank wine. So, the question is, what's the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam? Because two factors are mentioned in this story. One is that he wasn't chayv in kfura, because the Ri, who is the husband, was chayv in kfura. And two is, it mentions that he was in a different city. Is the only reason why Rabbeinu Tam was mekel because both of those factors are there? Or only, really, all he says is, since he wasn't Otsik B'Kfura, he wasn't Chayv in Kfura, so Memela, he was Mutter B'Basar V'Shtiyas Yayin, and he was Chayv in Mitzvos, because after all, what's the reason for the Isser B'Basar V'Yayin? Because you're Otsik B'Kfura, somebody who has nothing to do with the Kfura, so then doesn't have to, but who Adin, if he happened to be in the same city? So, the Rush says he was unsure what Rabbeinu Tam held about this point, and Rabbeinu Yon is also Mesupik. We'll talk about what the Achronim say in a minute. Meaning to say, they're saying is the Ikra Tam Rabbeinu Tam because you're not Chayv and Kfura, and that's enough. Or you need to be Bi'ir Acheres such that you have no Shaychus to the Kfura. Not only are you not Chayv in the Kfura, but you have nothing to do with the Kfura. But also here, even if you were Potter from Kfura, Rabbeinu Tam would agree. So what's the Machlokas? And then the Reed disagreed with Rabbeinu Tam. He was probably very offended that his uncle started having meat and wine, you know, when his wife died.
Yain for Avelos.
What?
He was sad, he didn't get water. Meat.
Sorry?
Okay. Whatever meaning Halsayim, you could say that, you know.
Oh, Yain for Avelos. Yeah, no, no. I was joking when they said it was because he was offended. Chas v'shalom.
Wait, Reed's mother or Reed's wife?
Reed's wife.
Rabbeinu Tam's
daughter. Rabbeinu Tam's sister, sorry. Reed's mother, not wife. Reed's, I said it wrong, I think. Reed's mother was Rabbeinu Tam's sister. Rabbeinu Tam was the fetter. Okay, anyway, I was joking that he was a fet. That was the joke. Chas v'shalom. What?
He wouldn't have known there.
It was, he thought it was wrong in the sugya. It was a machlokas and din. It wasn't the first machlokas between me and Rabbeinu Tam, right? And the rush paskins against Rabbeinu Tam as well. So what's their machlokas? So if you take a look at the Taz, in Or HaChaim, Siman Ayin Aleph, Sif Aleph, you have to learn Siman Ayin Aleph for this Siman as well. So he says the following. Eino, afilu eino muta lefanav, muta lelav, in other words, there, lafuke me Rabbeinu Tam, the Shulchan Aruch paskins against Rabbeinu Tam, shemesa achoso nesua shal ri, Interesting. In other words, the two opinions in Yerushalmi correspond to the Machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam and Rush. So you see a couple of interesting things. First of all, he says the two answers in Yerushalmi why the Onen is Pater from Kriyat Shema Tefillah. Now if you remember, the Yerushalmi did not give that as the reason why he's Pater from Kriyat Shema Tefillah. Yerushalmi says, what's the reason why he's Pater from Kriyat Shema Tefillah? Because, man, you know, Yamishata Oseik, Bechayim, Velo B'mesim. Then it says, why is it Eno Rishai Lahachmir Alatzmo? And then it gives these two reasons. The Taz is saying, well, yeah, that's true, but effectively, the question is, why are you Aser in mitzvos, right? That's the two reasons in the Yerushalmi. And he's saying, look, what's the pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam Ri Machlokas? According to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the reason why you're Pater from mitzvos? The reason in Yerushalmi, Kadesh Yesh Misha, whatever it is, Yisa Masau, right? So Memela, he's Pater, because the Ri was going to take care of the Kfura. He wasn't Chayv in the Kfura, right? And what did Rabbeinu Tam, what did the Ri hold, and what did the Rush hold? They held to the other reason, Kavod HaMeis. And the Yerushalmi said, if you hold the reason, it's because of Kavod HaMeis. So even if there's somebody else to take care of the Kfura, you're still Pater. That's the Pshat. That's the Pshat in the Machloikas between Rush and Rabbeinu Tam is actually just two deos in the Yerushalmi. Azai Zak the Taz. Okay? Very nice pshat. Now, it's a chiddush on a couple of levels. First of all, like we said, it's not, Yerushalmi doesn't say that. Yerushalmi is answering a different question. Another chiddush is, L'chayra, according to the Taz's understanding of the Rush, or the Rabbeinu Tam, you'd be Pater even if you were in the same city, right? It happens to mention that he was in a different city, but that's unimportant. We noted that's also questioned before. I think one of the biggest dochaks, though, for the Taz is the reason. Remember, what did the Rush say the reason why Rabbeinu Tam is wrong? He gave two words reason why he's wrong. Lo plug. The Yerushalmi didn't say that. What did the Yerushalmi say? Because of kavod. Whether you read that kavod in a more expansive way of the Pnei Moshe, or in a more practical way of the Rush, but still, it's a low plug. That's the reason, as opposed to So it doesn't sound like the Rosh is disagreeing with Rabbeinu Tam, because the Rosh holds the reason is a fundamentally different reason for the Petur Mitzvos, because of Kavod HaMeis versus practical. It sounds like it's a low plug. But that's the way the Taz read it. That's the way the Taz read it. Now, before we go on, it's very important to note the following. This machlokas between the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam is not about Avelos. It's all about Petur Mitzvos. Right? It's all about Animus, or Mesa Mutalafanov. Avelos is a different question. If you remember, we talked extensively about the Shaila of Avelos, especially in the case where a person was not planning to come to the Kvura. Does he begin Avelos immediately? Right? Remember, we had, for example, the Machlokas between the Rush, between the Netziv and Rav Rafal Velazhiner. Rav Rafal said that if you're not planning to come to the Kavura, you would begin Avelos immediately. In which case, if it were the case, we don't know what Rabbeinu Tam's plans were. The Achronim discuss it. But let's assume that Rabbeinu Tam, if Rabbeinu Tam was planning to not go to his sister's Levaya, then Yitaka would have started Avelos immediately. Now the truth is, it doesn't sound that way so much, because it sounded like he was did mitzvos, but it doesn't sound like he actually began Avelos, but maybe that's because he was planning to come. And according to the Netziv, no, if you're not planning to come, you have to wait till the Kvura, right? All that discussion we had before, that should not be confused with this discussion. Here we're only dealing with a different question of Aninos. The Shulchan Aruch and Rosh, Ramah, paskin like the Rosh, against Rabbeinu Tam. The Shach, though, seems to paskin like the Bach, that paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, but his understanding of Rabbeinu Tam, meaning to say, Rabbeinu Tam, but only if both conditions are met. Namely, your chayv in mitzvos and mutter bebasar, if A, you're in a different city, and B, it's not mutal alav l'kavro. If both conditions are met, so then the shach is paskening like Rabbeinu Tam, but l'maisa, we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, we paskin like the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, that you're pater in mitzvos either way. However, even though we paskin that you're chayv in mitzvos, there is a case where, we pass on your pater in mitzvos, that you are chayv in mitzvos. There is a case where they agree. And that is the case of Masaru l'katafim, which is also actually based off of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Masaru l'katafim, you hand it over to pallbearers, people that are going to take care of the kvura for you, so then you are chayv in mitzvos and mutter bebasar v'yayin. Now, the question is, why should that be? It's very easy to understand, because since you've handed it over to the pallbearers, you're now no longer responsible for the burial. They're going to take care of everything. So then, Mimela, the psak of this psak of the Yerushalmi, that Masarula Katafim is pater, sorry, is chayev, makes perfect sense. But if you learn like the Ri, the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch, what's pshat in Masarul HaKatafim? Right? For example, the Rosh we saw was Docha Rabbeinu Tam, but he agrees to the din of Masarul HaKatafim. So why is it different? So it's mashma that, a little bit, that it's because they were already misasek in the Kfura, they did what they're going to do, and they handed it over, Masarul HaKatafim. Masha'en Kane, in a case of Rabbeinu Tam, they objected because he wasn't doing anything at all. But it's very hard to understand why that would be. What's the logic in that? Lamaisa, if you think that once you hand it over, you're chayv in mitzvos because there's nothing left to do. So if there's nothing left to do because you're not even chayv in the first place, you should also be chayv in mitzvos. So you could say, well, maybe here lo tiknu lo plug. In other words, after all, what's the reason why Rabbeinu Tam is wrong according to the Rosh? Lo plug. Here they weren't misakin a lo plug because you already did what you're supposed to do. They were only misakin a lo plug if you weren't osek at all. But if you did all that you could do and then you handed it over to other people to finish the job, maybe it's different. Or maybe, though this doesn't sound so much like this in the Rosh, the reason why Rabbeinu Tam is wrong is because of Kavod HaMeis, Because if you start having meat and wine and drink, you're doing mitzvos, it looks like you don't care about the mace, right? But once you went ahead, and there was a period of time that you didn't eat meat, and you didn't drink wine, and you didn't do mitzvos, and you observed that and told him it's a rule of katafim, so then it no longer looks like you don't care. Right? You do care. That's why you were noeg aninus for whatever it is, for 6 hours, or 10 hours, or 15 hours, until Masarula Katafin. And that's why it's different. Now the big question here is, and obviously this question will hinge on how you explain this Yerushalmi to Masarula Katafin, and the question is, what do we do nowadays with the Chevra Kadisha? In other words, do we treat Chevra Kadisha as Masarula Katafin? After all, most people, what happens is after the mace dies, they call the Chevra Kadisha, they'll contact the chapel or the like. But at a certain point, well before the actual Levaya, the Chevra Kadisha takes over, they pick up the body, and that's it, you're done. So the question is, do we say that our modern day Chevra Kadishas have the din of the Serula Katafim? So this is a big machlokas among the Achrayim. The Pisrei Tshuva discusses this in Simon Sifkan Chav Beis. But the Note of Yehuda says no, which is our practice, that Chevra Kadisha does not have the din of Serula Katafim. And the Chachmas Adam says yes. Now, the Chachmas Adam is obviously the more Pasha Chita, right? Chevra Kadisha should be like Masarula Katafim. After all, the Chevra Kadishas take care of everything. So what's the Svar in Note of Yehuda? So the Note of Yehuda says like this. Chachmas Adam versus Note of Yehuda. The Note of Yehuda says like this. He says, well, this is different than Masarula Katafim. Why? So first of all, he says, look, already the Hagos HaMordechai was misupik about Holech Be'agala. We'll talk about that in a minute. If it's Dome Lenimsa Lekatafim Olo. But he says, Imkain, in other words, it's a tzad, that Holech La'agala is like Nimsa Lekatafim, your pater, or Holech La'agala is not like Nimsa Lekatafim. I keep on using pater and chiv, because I really mean pater for manidas, but I should say chayv and mitzvos, and not, and it has a very interesting pshara. We'll have to talk about what this pshara means. Well, it depends. If it's a short trip, then you're going to be pater from mitzvos when it's bagala. If it's a long trip, then you're going to be chayiv in mitzvos. What is that? Is it subjective? The like? But we'll get there. Anyway, the Note of Yehuda is like this. So there's already a shayla. Vimke, Nikola Meimar, Denimzor lekatafim, hainu b'makom shemolichin hameis lemakom rachok, vein onein holech imahem, lemakom hakvaros, az, mishenimzor lekatafim, afal pisha dan hameis imo b'vesim, b'vayis, pasak aninos, shekvar ein lo shum esik imo. What's the pshat in Nimzor lekatafim? Especially if you think that we paskin like the Ri against Rabbeinu Tam, right? Like we asked before, why would Nimzor lekatafim be different? Nimzor lekatafim is a very narrow din. It's when the Avelim, or Onanim, whatever it is, the Krovim, have no Shaychus anymore. They give it over to the Katafim, and the Katafim take it to the Levaya. They don't even go to the Levaya. They don't even go. They have no Shaychus. They're done. They're done. They have no ASIC. It's not like our modern day Chevra Kadisha. Our modern day Chevra Kadisha, it's true, they take care of all the dirty work. But Lamaisa, the Krovim, comes to the Levaya. They're still involved. They're not involved, perhaps, in some of the practical aspects. They don't worry about Tachlichim, and they don't worry about Taharas, but they're still going to go to the Levaya at the very least. And when is it that the Yerushalmi, this din of Nimzor lekatafim, that's when they have no shaychus. And then there's an added chiddush. The added chiddush is, since they have no shaychus, even when it's still in their house, in other words, they haven't yet begun avelus yet, because it's not yet, they haven't turned around, right? Avelus only begins when they turn around. But still, since they have no practical future involvement, then aninus ends. But as long as there's some involvement, like even going to the Levaya, so then aninus continues. b'shas kavura lo mehani mesira kevish gam hu holech sham harei mutal alav kimo aleihem. Since he's going there also, it's mutal alav kimo aleihem. Okay, so even if practically there's not much for him to do, but he hasn't divested himself. That's not Rehuda. So we can now understand, basically, he's saying, why the psak of Nimsal HaKatafim is consistent with the psak of the Re and the Rush. So what did the Chachmas Adam say? Chachmas Adam says, no. Tekev Tekshe Nispashu Imachever Kedisha. Okay, make up a pshara, you make up, I don't know how much you're going to pay them, whatever it is. Bad Makom HaKfura. V'nasnu l'am kol otzos, you pay for it, v'tachrichim, then chayavim l'spalel. Fine, so that's like the Pashup Shad Mesarula Katafim. But then he says something interesting. He says, v'amnam l'famim, shadayin einan shavin be'ezim makom yikbiruhu. If you haven't yet decided on the burial plot, you know where it's going to be, v'ukvodo shomeis, o kol zman shemaspidin oso, so then, as I potter, then he's still potter from mitzvos. So it could be that the truth is, even though I said before, you know, we paskin like the Chachmas Adam, like the Nod Yehuda against Chachmas Adam, it could be that nobody would disagree bizman hazeh. The Chachmas Adam would agree that nowadays, when we hand it over to the Chevra Kedisha, the Avel is still Chaya, Pater and Mitzvos. Why? Because he's involved in Hespedim, he's involved in inviting people, whatever, I don't know if you call it, inviting people, informing people about the Leviathan, calling, and this and that, right? The Krovim are very much busy with the Kvura-related things all the way until the Kvura. And therefore, the Chachmas Adam would agree, Bizman Hazeh. Okay. Now, the next, I guess, case where perhaps you see, this was example one where you see the Re seemingly coming close to Rabbeinu Tam, right? Nimsal HaKatafim. Another place where you see the Re coming close to Rabbeinu Tam is the case of Tfisa. Right? So the Re is Moda. The Re paskind that if the Krovim are in Tfisa, meaning that the Krovim are in jail, then Ein Aninos Chal Aleihem. Right? Why? Because there's nothing they could do. They're in jail. Now again, the question is, Maishna from Rabbeinu Tam's case. Right? The Re said Rabbeinu Tam's wrong. So then he should also say, okay, so when they're in jail, they should be owning him. But that's not true. The Re says, if the Krovim are in a different city, and they're Pater from Kfura, then they're Pater from Mitzvos, they're Noeg Aninos, but if they're in jail, they're in jail, there's nothing they could do, they're Chayev in Mitzvos. Maishna, what's the difference between Rabbeinu Tam and being in jail? You have to say l'chora that tfis is different because it's yafshar lam l'kovro. Rabbeinu Tam could have been involved in kfura. In theory, he didn't have to be because his nephew was taking care of it, but he could have been involved. He could have gone if he wanted to. That's when we're going to say that according to the Riyar Chayav. But if you absolutely cannot be involved in the kfura, then even the Ri agrees, which is a chiddush. Especially if you would have learned like the Taz that the Sfar Nari is because of Fodo Shel Mace and it's because it looks like you don't care. So maybe in Tfisa as well. But yet, not true. Yet not true.
It's hard to say the letter. It looks like you don't care if you're in Tfisa. Like,
yeah, you're not acting any differently. I mean, again, that's going to depend on how you explain the Sfar. It looks like you don't care. But, could say that. Could say that only when theoretically you could be involved, then if you had meat and wine, it looks like you don't care. Now, if you held that according to the Re, Rabbeinu Tam was usher in mitzvos because he was planning to go to the kfura, then it's not so bad. Right? Because since he was planning to go to the kfura, even though he wasn't obligated, then it's easier to understand how the Re is consistent. Now, what's sort of interesting is the following. What is the svar of this psak of the Re by Tfisa? Right? So if you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, the Talmid of Rabbeinu Yonah, quote this psak of the Ri, and they say like this. Taimo, so what's the reason for the Ri? Right? What's the reason why if they're in jail, they're pater from mitzvos? Sorry, they're chayv in mitzvos. Pater from avelos. What's the reason why if they're in jail, they're chayv in mitzvos? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, Taimo de Ri, de lechala aleyem aninos, mishom dekevan she'enem trudim b'nina kvura, lo chayshinan shi'is atzlu b'chvodo uve'asako. V'afal pishal nesiyashu. Fine. Lo chayshinan shi'is atzlu b'chvodo uve'asako. So it's quite interesting. Because that svara works very nicely with Rabbeinu Tam, right? But what about for the Ri? The Ri says you're in a different city, you're chayv. But why? Lo chashinan shi'is atzel b'kvodo v'asako, right? Yeah. Right? Who cares if Rabbeinu Tam was misatzel? He wasn't chayv. He was in a different city. So I don't know. But what's interesting, actually, is that though this is the pshat that Rabbeinu Yonah says in the Ri, Rabbeinu Yonah does not bring down that the Ri disagreed with Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the psak of Rabbeinu Tam, doesn't quote Chokim, then he quotes the psak of the Ri, doesn't quote Chokim. So I don't know. Did Rabbeinu Tam, did Rabbeinu Yonah say this pshat in the Ri because he didn't have the other Ri? I don't know, it's interesting. Maybe if you did have the other Ri, you couldn't really say it's because of Yis'atz Lubakvodo. In other words, just say it again. Rabbeinu Yonah says...
You mean this wasn't the Lashon of the Ri? Shelo Yis'atz was not...
No. This is Rabbeinu Tam quotes the Psak of the Ri. Not Rabbeinu Tam, sorry.
Rabbeinu
Yonah quotes the Psak of the Ri, and he says, I'll tell you the reason for the Ri. But this is his own reason. Its own reason. We don't actually have a primary source for this. This is the Psak. This is what the Beis Yosef quotes. So it's an interesting question whether you would say that. Okay, we're out of time. What we're going to start with tomorrow is the issues of brachos and the like, the various brachos. There are some Rishonim, the famous sheet of the Rash and Mai, that you're chayv in brachos, right? Asalanus milam azebelo bracha, and the tilos yadayim, and the tashlumin issues. We talked about that a little bit in Asher Yatzars and Birkas Hamazons, right? All those are fascinating discussions. Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. But that's sort of ancillary. I don't want you to spend most of the Seder on that. Really, I want to go on tomorrow in terms of the Seder halacha.
Can you go to the next Seder?